Our scripture, as we follow the lectionary, especially for this time of the year, in the Advent season. Now, we are always in a constant state of Advent because we're always looking for the Lord to return. And that simply means the Advent is you're preparing for. So we're preparing not only for the birth of Christ, but also in the Advent of the return of the Lord. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, New Living Translation. In those days, John the Baptist began preaching in the Judean wilderness. His message was, "Turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah spoke of John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare a pathway for the Lord's coming, make straight road for him.'" Now, John's clothes were woven from camel hair. He wore a leather belt, and his food was locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from every section of Judea and from all over the Jordan Valley went out in the wilderness to hear John preach. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed, "who warned you to flee from God's coming judgment? Prove by the way you live that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. Don't just say, 'Hey, we're safe, we're descendants of Abraham.' That proves nothing. God can change these stones here into children of Abraham. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever your roots. Yes, every tree that does not provide good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who turn from their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is far greater than I, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and he's ready to separate the chaff from the grain in his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, storing the grain in his barns, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." May God add his blessings to reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy and precious word. And before I get to my message, there's a little commentary in my Bible for this particular passage of Scripture. Almost 30 years have passed from the events in chapter 2, talking about the birth of Christ. Now, John the Baptist burst onto the scene, and his theme was, "Turn from your sins and turn to God." Now, he meant that we must do a 180-degree turn in the way that we have been living. But before we can turn, God must recognize that we have turned away from him to begin with. And when we confess our sin, we admit that we're going in the wrong direction. Once we turn around to seek God, he can deal with our sin and direct our lives in the way that he has intended from the beginning. So what do? You turn. That's all repentance means, is to turn. So 180 degrees, if I got it right, is this way. And as we keep our eyes on the Lord, we're doing good. But as the world creeps in, guess what? We do 180 degrees back to where we were. So it's a constant thing because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So it's a challenge day by day to be able to live this Christian life. And I don't want to embarrass Patsy, but I've always been blessed for Patsy and Don to share that they adopted their daughter Amanda. Some people adopt children, and some of the children never get to know they're adopted. There's nothing wrong with that if they live in a good home. But Patsy shares the joy and the love that she couldn't have children of her own, and the joy and the love that she received from adoption.